Good morning. It's great to see you all. Oh man, driving over the mountain today was so wonderful. I come from Hot Springs, for some of you who don't know me. And I have told someone as I walked in the door today, Spirit put someone in my path that was only doing 30. Now, if you know me, and I love my sports car, I waited 50 years for it. I drive a bit faster than that. But I always know that everything is unfolding for my highest and best. And rather than get frustrated or angry or upset or think, oh, I'm going to be late, which I had made plenty of time, I looked at the clock and said, ah, just relax, let it be. And we took a very slow, quiet drive over Betsy's Gap. And it was wonderful. And when I could pass in a safe place, I did. And I knew, like, as I was passing this person, I really was saved something. I don't know what, maybe a deer. Spirit's always looking out for us. Believe me, there is no one on this planet that it doesn't have its full attention on. And that includes all the other species besides us. Hard to wrap our heads. Well, my talk today is about, because I'm sort of coming in after Mother's Day and before Father's Day, and Spirit said, okay, you know, we need to talk about the maternalness and the paternalness in all of us and how that balance is so crucial. So crucial for our happiness and our health and everything about our lives. And we all know people who are extraordinarily in their maternal, let's just say, very, very nurturing, kind. They're all about their feminine aspects. And there's nothing wrong with that, of course. I think that's fantastic. We also all know those people who are very direct and action-oriented and have a lot of determination and feel confident in their movement. Well, that's the paternalness in all of us, but we don't have to be one or the other. And I'll speak frankly from my own past. I spent a great deal of my first 45, 50 years being very paternal. I thought I had to be tough in this world. I needed to put up that hard exterior and show the world that I'm impenetrable. And you know, there is an upside to putting on these facades, these masks. But the true downside is you lose yourself, your authentic self. And there's no one else on the planet who's qualified to take that position. To understand, you're one of a kind on purpose because you have unique and special gifts that only you can bring to this world. And you may ask yourself, well, what on earth gifts do I have? You know, I'm just an ordinary person. I have a dear friend, going to turn 96 in September. She's been on the planet a while, eh? Imagine what she's seen. I talk with her a lot because she was born and raised in Waynesville and never left, only to go to college at Duke and come back to Waynesville. But here's someone who saw dirt roads going down Main Street and buggies and horses to what we see today. And Russ Avenue all tore up and about to become a five or six lane. The apartment complexes everywhere that are housing hundreds of people. She drives around with me just her mouth agasp. What happened to Waynesville? It grew and grew and grew and became a breakfast community at Asheville, which is a little less expensive in Waynesville, not much. But people are willing to commute. But change is inevitable, the point is. And it's how you're balancing that. Now, I'm watching her at 95, and she is really struggling. She's one of my biggest teachers. Her name is Marianne, and she wouldn't mind me talking about her. She was a giver her whole life. And I mean, like, in spades a giver. She was a volunteer and tries to still be a volunteer at her church. Her mother started Pancake Day at First United Methodist in Waynesville, which has become one of the biggest fundraisers that they have every year. She is out of balance, and she is in such anxiety at this beautiful age where she should be at peace and enjoying whatever is left of her time on this planet. She's not. She is in constant angst because she is, in her words, hopeless and helpless. I have become a burden to everyone. I can do nothing in return. All I do is take. Feel how heavy that is? And I can speak blue streak to her about the love she emits and how she's given her whole life. And don't you see, it's Source God rebalancing things before you take your next step, your next adventure. You've been so lopsided for 80 some years, maybe, where you just gave. Well, that's got to get balanced out. And I invite you to look at your lives and look where you could use a little bit more paternal energy or a little more gentle, kind maternal energy. Where are you out of balance in your life? Because it's the imbalances that make us feel unsafe, make us feel that our confidence isn't up to speed where it should be. It's such a hard thing for most humans to wrap their head around that they are literally God incarnate. In this body and in my world, I am God. I create what comes to me, everything without exception. Just as God created all that we see. We do that in our own lives by our thoughts and our emotions. Our brains are incredible tools. But I was just talking to a new client of mine this week. He's an engineer, retired, but ooh, talk about cerebral. Ooh, baby. He has spent his whole life up here. And his health is not what he wants it to be. And he's come to me for some improvements in his physical body now. So he said, I've never been very good at balancing things. And I said, well, we really need to talk about that and look at that. Because it's so crucial for all of us to be honest, 100% honest with yourself. And where are you putting on masks and facades and still being a puppet for someone, giving your power away? And where are you standing in your power and being strong and paternal? And where are you standing in your power and being kind and nurturing? Because it's all you, and you choose. Dr. Holmes always talked about law and love. It's the masculine and feminine of his teachings. And law is like gravity. It's on 24/7. As long as you live on this planet, in this time-space reality, you are not going to escape gravity. You're just not. It's constant. You accept it as absolute truth. Well, I want to invite you to accept the law of attraction as equally consistent, never turning off, and always bringing you exactly what you are vibrating out to the universe. You get what you give. That's hard for a lot of us metaphysicians. Because we do a lot, I'm going to say it, it sounds like a down. I'm not coming at any of us with criticism here. We do a lot of lip service. We say all the words, and we mean them. We do. But do we feel them? Whew, therein lies the problem. Seriously. You can tell the universe all you want that you're an unconditional lover, but if you walk out into Walmart and start judging people, are you? No, we have to walk our talk, and we have to be willing to look at our shortcomings, where we're out of balance, and get, so it's okay, give yourself a hug. We're not criticizing ourselves ever. We are constantly, never-endingly becoming. You'll never stop being more. You'll never stop wanting more. This is how the universe is designed. So how about if we just say, I think I am worthy and deserving of all I want. Ooh, now there's a big concept for a lot of people. Who determines your worthiness? God and you. Please don't look to your mother, your brother, your cousins, your spouse. Do not look anywhere outside of you for your worthiness. You were born worthy with not one single thing to earn. We have been taught that we must earn our way, struggle and strife and have fight in us to get where we want to go. But the truth is, we're not meant to push. We're meant to allow. Allow the good to flow. Allow the love in. Allow yourself to feel the worthiness you have been gifted from day one. No matter who told you you weren't, you're the mother and father now, right? Mom and dad might not even be on the planet anymore, for heaven's sakes. And even if they are, you are still your mother, father, parent here. And you're in charge of all those loving aspects within you. And you get to make the rules now. And you get to reassure yourself and know yourself as whole, perfect, complete, authentically you. Yes, we all have faults. Yes, we all fall short. But that's not the truth of you. The truth of you is that you are an amazing extension of pure God love source. In a human body, with all the free will to decide what you want to do with it. All the free will. It's all yours. You're always a choice. Just don't forget that we got to balance the love with the law. We've got to be loving and kind, and yet we have to stand in our boundaries. We have to be our own best mother and father, even if ours weren't. That no longer matters. Are you being your own best mother and father to you? And I got an image not long ago, maybe a couple weeks ago, of a colander where you drain pasta in, right? You know, all the little tiny holes, and when you pour the pasta in, all the water pours out the holes. It was coming out of meditation, and I got this image. I have been like a colander for a great percentage of my life, allowing my power to go out to all these different people, places, events, governments, institutions. And you know what? That era has ended. We are no longer asleep. We are so freaking wide awake now that we're all deciding to take that colander and line it with love. And something that won't allow anything to flow out unless I choose. I seal my colander now, and I pull in all my power. I call back all those aspects of myself that I might have tried to leave. None of it was meant to be left behind, you guys. If there's parts of yourself that you still have trouble loving, that's the work. That's where it really is. That's where the rubber meets the road. You gotta love every bit in you, every aspect. It's not an easy job for most of us because we've been shamed and we've been taught to believe that we weren't whole and complete, when in fact that was never true. And those who taught us what they knew were doing just that, the best they could with what they had at their level of consciousness. Do you know that every soul coming into this world comes in with more consciousness than any other that came before it? Because we take the consciousness that we evolve into here back into pure positive energy, and new portions of that energy come out with all that consciousness in place. How many times have you looked at little ones and thought, they came in computer savvy? They got all this technology down. How do they do that at 3 years old? Because their consciousness was so much greater than mine was when I came in, and that's perfect and appropriate and exactly on course. So we're all always in process. We're all always becoming. And that's not the issue. The issue is, are you a cooperative component with your becoming? Or are you standing somewhere in this belief that it's not meant for you? Do you know that if there was a single desire that you put out into the universe, you cannot take that back? As soon as it left your heart and mind, Source God was on it. And it has been living that party for you ever since, like a beacon calling you to it. And the only time we feel bad is when we've got our nose in our in what's not our business. I swear, this is a new concept I've just come across through the Abraham teachings that I wanted to share today. And it goes with balance, because it's not just your maternal and paternal we're balancing. We're balancing within us our truth and what's our business and what's not our business. Just a quick story. My husband had shingles back in September 2025. He's still suffering from the nerve pain. This is 10 months later. Now, we don't have the same spiritual belief systems. He's got his and I've got mine. We do have common ground there. They're just very different. He believes in destiny. I do not. The only destiny we have is that we're coming in with Source, as Source, into a body. If that's destiny, I accept that. But nothing in your life is written in stone and is something you must. No. Your soul has an agenda. I'll give you that. You signed up for certain lessons. Absolutely. But you are a free will being. You were born so full of choice. So the question is then, when I'm feeling bad, why do I feel bad? Because it's not God's business, and that's your guidance. Make sense? Source is not going to join you. God is not going to join you in your judgments, your frustrations, your anger, your fear. It's not aspects of God. Not that God is not compassionate, absolutely is. But the guidance you were given was to know by the way you feel, if you're in harmony, using the eyes and perspective of God right now in this red hot minute, or not. Period. There's no good and bad emotion. Stop trying to say, oh, this is negative and that is positive. No, it's all guidance. And when I'm vibrating in love, compassion, beauty, freedom, joy, I am vibrating where God resides. And that's my business. And when I'm choosing to reside where I'm angry and fearful and in doubt, I am not in God's business anymore. So use that as a guide to yourself. When you find yourself getting really frustrated or really angry, just stop, take a breath, and say, well, God ain't here with me right now. Because it can't. It can't join me in this feeling. So what am I going to do about it? I also recognize problems and the energy of problems are not where the solution lives. And as long as I wallow in my anger, fear, doubt, and worry, I am inaccessible to the inspiration that wants to come in with the solution. Because for every problem, the second your problem was born, the solution was born at the exact same moment. The moment you had a desire, you're in the unwanted end of that. Because you're saying, I really want this, and it's a desire I really want. Yes. And at the other end of that spectrum is, you got it. You are living it. And that's where Source is. That's where God is. So we have to become cooperative components to where God resides. We have to decide, what's my business? Is it more important that I be right or happy? I choose happy. Personally, I choose happy. I lived with parents who were run by fear, anger. You know, it's a way, it's a choice, and certainly their soul had that contract. I don't judge it, but they helped me recognize quickly, I'd say by the time I was 4 or 5, that's not mine. That's not what I want. Don't want to be angry and mean. It's not me. I'm a lover. I was born a lover. I tried to be tough and grow into that. You know, my mom said, oh, stop wearing your emotions on your shirt sleeve. You're just so vulnerable. Everybody can pick on. So I grew a really thick skin and I tried to be really tough and, you know, come across as, you know, I got so lost because love is who we are. And we're not letting ourselves be love. It's painful. It's a great teacher though, right? Hate to say it. Pain is an impetus. Okay. So here we are a little before Father's Day and a little past Mother's Day. And you've got your maternalness and your paternalness in there. Try to spend a little time seeing how balanced they are with one another. And maybe where you need to give your one or the other a little boost. It's all good. It's all good. This new moon tonight. This is new beginnings, guys. This is like with fire on your tush. Okay? If you've got something you want, all the energy of the cosmos is right behind you right now. Saying, go, go, go. We got this. You've got something you really want to kick off the next 2 weeks, powerful energy for that. Also, Venus is having a lot of fun with Uranus and Jupiter. And oh my gosh, that is some really cool energy too, because Uranus is all about sudden change and Jupiter's about expand that love. So if you're feeling a little more loving these days, go with it. It's good. Always know your boundaries. Always know where someone's trying to take your power, or you're just willingly giving it. It can be a habit. Believe me, it can be a habit to give your power away. So watch out for that. You're way too powerful, and you have a lot to bring this planet. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for having me today. It is an honor and a pleasure, and I look forward to coming back again in a couple of months. Namaste.